You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning. I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. And joining us today are David Sanchez and Monica Suniga. They are from our HR department here on campus, and they're here to talk about the Employee Assistance Program, but specifically one called Ignite a Spark. Thank you so much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Let's start, first of all, with Employee Assistance Program. What is that?
The Employee Assistance Program, we also call it EAP, is a free service that we provide for UTEP faculty, staff, and retirees, along with their dependents. They also provide a wide variety of services, such as counseling, referrals, or consultations. But what we're talking about today is specifically Ignite a Spark. It's going to be a free session. It's one of their brand new sessions. And this one will introduce pretty much a focused on finding a new outlet for creativity to reduce stress and put your mind in a different format.
Well, that sounds interesting because a lot of us tend to, especially with everything that's going on in the news now, we get stressed out, whether it be our jobs, our family, everything else. And so what you all are talking about, yes, for most of us, you know, perhaps that fire needs to be rekindled or a spark. When people sign up for it, what can they expect?
So what they expect is pretty much a one-hour session. For the most part, it's interactive. It's computer-based training. There's so many variety of different types of training, but this one specifically is based on creativity. It's going to be 24/7 access to this computer-based training, so they'll just have to log in. They can log in specifically through the Human Resources website under Employee Assistance Program, but it's going to be a one-hour session specifically for creativity.
Can you expand a little bit on that, David?
And one of the things really is we're trying to get individuals to get creative and open up their minds. And that's what this will do. They'll be taking this online session. It's something we found out that a lot of individuals kind of stray away from the one-on-one training sometimes, and being interactive online is one thing that they would rather do. So we want to broaden our horizons as far as trainings. And that's one of the things that we did is being able to offer this Ignite a Spark EAP training online will help them be able to do that.
When you're talking about creativity, a lot of people will have a different perspective on that. And some of them might say, well, I'm not creative. I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. I'm not an artist. I'm not a singer. But we all have some kind of hidden creativity in it. And what would you say as far as, Monica, if somebody were to call and say, you know, I'm interested in this, but I'm not creative?
You know, this is going to provide you the tools to be successful when it comes to creativity. It's going to give you step-by-step instructions on how to open up your mind and just to really spark that creativity that we have all inside of us.
And so when it's one-on-one, and a lot of times it's easier because, you know, some people will do something in front of YouTube or something else that they wouldn't do anywhere else. Because as you mentioned, David, and, you know, you were a former student of mine, so you know that class presentations can sometimes be a little bit scary for people. And even though you know that they have a great personality, sometimes these people freeze up. And so the rest of the employees, the rest of the students, their friends, family, don't see some of that creativity coming out. Have you seen the modules already?
This module, no. This is something new that the university is offering, but it is something that we have done in the past where we've had different types of trainings. And being in training development, our department with human resources, we offer a ton of different resources for the UTEP community, especially for the staff and the faculty. And being that this is one of the things that's leading off for this month is the online, we've done a couple of different trainings already with leadership here at the university with Dr. Sowards and Dr. Brunk Chavez as well. And we've done these sessions, and we've also done sessions through our online training database, which is Skillport, where we've noticed that we've done a training on that as well, where we asked the audience, do you prefer doing the workshop setting or do you prefer the online setting? And being the fact that they did sign up for an online training program, which is Skillport, through the university, which is free to all faculty and staff, 80% of them raised their hand. And we were like, well, that's most likely why they signed up for this class. So some people do like the, you know, the workshop setting, going in, hearing a presenter, a facilitator, but other people would much rather do it online at their own pace and at their own time. And I think that's what the beauty of this EAP training with Ignite a Spark is that they'll be able to get those tools for creativity and be able to reflect on what are their new creativity plans going to be, or what are their new skills that set that they're going to grow and adapt on and be able to share with people.
So how long are these sessions? You said they're 1 hour, but is that just the 1 hour, or is it 8 weeks long, 7 weeks?
No, these sessions are about an hour to an hour and a half long. We do have other sessions specifically for specific skills that might be about 2 hours, but that's roughly the amount of time. So it's very convenient to kind of fit it into your own work schedule. It's an hour and a half sessions.
You mentioned earlier that employee assistance programs are for faculty and their dependents and also retirees. So there might be somebody out there who is retired, or perhaps they're a dependent of one of the faculty or staff here, and they might be a little bit hesitant to do something like this because they might say, well, perhaps my wife or my husband works at UTEP, or my dad, whatever. But I'm not part of the UTEP community, so I'm a little bit apprehensive about this.
You know, it's very easy to use. It's online. It's going to be at your own convenience, really on your own. It's easy to access. You know, they just go straight onto the Human Resources website, and they can just click, and they can go at their own pace, really. They're able to kind of view all of the sections that we have for EAP. It's even for personal development, career development. It'll help with anybody who's retired or maybe has a dependent at home. So there's so many different services that they can have. It's 100% confidential as well.
I'm glad you mentioned staying at home, because sometimes someone who has been retired, or perhaps there's a woman who has decided to stop working outside of the house and be a stay-home mom or a housewife, sometimes you hear the moms saying, you know, I haven't had any interaction with an adult, or mm-hmm. I think my creativity is gone. So it sounds like this would be a great opportunity for them. You mentioned that they can choose the different sections. What are some of the questions that perhaps these people might be asked? Or another big question is, somebody say, well, you know, if it's an online class or a training seminar, I'm not ready. I haven't studied in years. I don't know how to take a test. All those anxieties mm-hmm. build up, and that kind of keeps them away from doing something like this.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. You know, the great thing is that there is no test involved. It's really just informational based. So these hour sessions are informational based, just resources to utilize in depending on your need, depending on what you need for those services.
What are some of the examples that perhaps you can give me, David? Because you've worked in other services before. So what are some of the needs that perhaps, you know, fathers have, or mothers, or even dependents, children?
Well, I'm glad that you kind of brought that up. And kind of to go back and piggyback on when you talked about retirees, one of the things that we have here at the university is a strong relationship with those that do end up retiring from UTEP. We want to continue that relationship. Just because you retired from UTEP doesn't mean that we're done with you. We still want to help you out. That's why we've created a ton of workshops that are coming up in the future as well, which is Retirement 101. We have these Retirement 101 sessions that are not only available to UTEP staff and faculty, but also those that are their dependents as well. They can take part in these workshops and be able to learn some of the things. We had one recently, which was talking about wills, and we had a great turnout on that. That was a couple months back when I started here, and I was amazed at the information that they were providing on just how to simply write one out. A lot of the individuals in the audience had questions about not only their beneficiaries, but what about if they have a will that was written in Mexico or was written here in the States and over abroad as well? And their questions were answered. And that's what we're trying to do, is we're really trying to open up that door to all of our UTEP family to be able to learn.
And, you know, when you mention wills, a lot of us, you know, we know we're eventually going to pass on. But for some reason, either planning a funeral or a will is kind of like, this means I'm going to go on. And, you know, but people who die without a will, sometimes, you know, their family ends up being hurt more because they don't know what happens. It goes into probate, whatever. And so this must have been quite a class that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really what we're trying to do, is be able to build those resources so that our UTEP family, our UTEP community can be prepared and learn about these things before they become an issue. So that's why we have the Retirement 101, and we have flu clinics where people are able to get shots, and we have those throughout the year. And these are all workshops. These are all different workshops that we have that individuals can take advantage of throughout the year. We schedule a ton of different trainings. We also have lunch and learns where different organizations come in. And we've even had the doctor from Texas Tech come in and have a lunch and learn with us. We provided lunch. She came in. She was able to speak. Dr. Ford was able to speak on, you know, what her clinic was doing now and the changes that she's brought to the table. So that's what we're trying to do. We're really trying to do that to open it up to the university so that our community can be prepared and be ready. And just like you said, if it's an Ignite a Spark EAP training, that they can open up their mind and become creative. If it's a retiree or somebody who's getting ready to retire, they can come to our Retirement 101 workshops and be able to learn that information as well. So that's what we're really here for. We're really trying to give those resources back.
We've heard the saying, we need to light a fire under that boy, or we need to light a fire under that person. But Ignite a Spark, as you mentioned, I mean, that doesn't really mean that these people are lazy or they don't want to do anything, but it's because they're lacking the resources. They're seeking help. And what a great way, as you mentioned, Monica, because it's one-on-one by themselves. Perhaps they can share something that they wouldn't share with anybody else.
Absolutely. You know, and this is just one piece of what is offered through Employee Assistance Program. We talked about wills. EAP provides those services as well to even speak about wills. So we definitely recommend this program, EAP. It's free service. It's a free online tool that they can utilize for whatever they need.
The online programs that you have, and I know that, you know, this is only the second month of the year, but you guys offer different services available. When people think of HR, they think, well, that's where I go to fill out my job application. That's where I go to, you know, find out about my payroll, whatever. But you guys in the training seminars, you offer just so many things that, you know, David mentioned a few, but there are some that perhaps most people don't even think of or aware of. And they go, oh, I didn't know you guys offered that.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're an extension of human resources. Training and development is very, very unique. We really help develop and deliver trainings. We offer different types of training within the campus. So customer service, health and wellness, retirement, employee development. What we're starting to do this year, and we're really excited about, is really development of new trainings. Last year, we took surveys. We were able to grab some feedback from individuals within the campus employees. And this year, we're working together with faculty and staff in a collaborative training sessions. Like David had mentioned, we work with different faculty members specific to the needs of the campus. We do have some upcoming trainings that will be happening specific with leadership, communications, conflict resolution. The most recent that will be coming up soon will be at the end of February, beginning of March, will be Executive Presence with Louis Rodriguez and Katie McCory-Andelis. They will be speaking about executive presence. We also have a leadership among us with Dean Witherspoon. So Dean Witherspoon, she's getting ready to retire. So this is a great session for everybody on campus to really attend. She'll be really focused on leadership in large organizations. So this is what training and development does. We develop training specific to the needs of the campus, and we work with different departments within the campus so that way we can deliver these.
You mentioned some of the upcoming ones, and if people are perhaps, maybe they didn't take notes or driving a car, whatever, can they go to your website and find out what is coming up, what's available? And if they can, if you wouldn't mind sharing with us what that web address is.
Absolutely. So it is going to be utip.edu/training and development. And they can also access this through the Human Resources website under Training and Development. We have different options of trainings. They can click on one of the options, and we do provide calendars of events on the website as well.
And as far as signing up, do they have to have some kind of UTEP account, or how does that work, especially for dependents?
Yes, it'll be their UTEP username and password as well. Now, we do have other trainings, like if their dependents do want to attend, they're more than welcome to attend. They don't need to register specifically, but as long as they're UTEP employees, they'll be able to access the online registration tool.
Well, we're wrapping it up here, and if we mentioned the website, but occasionally some people still use a phone to make phone calls instead of doing everything else with them. So what is your phone number at the department?
It will be 915-747-5202. And they can also email hrs@utep.edu.
Well, thank you so much for being with us. We've been visiting with David Sanchez and Monica Zuniga with Human Resources, the Employee Assistance Program, and talking about the Ignite a Spark, which is the latest online seminar. And you can learn a little bit about being creative. And this is just the beginning. There are so many others that they mentioned. And if you need additional information, you can go to the HR website. Thank you all very much for being with us here
Thank
today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTEP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Kim Garcia. Our producer is Daniel Paulus. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Science.